automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools, preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills. Something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars.
That was Beverly Hills by Weezer. Hi, everyone. You're listening to... Sorry. Hi, everyone. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. And I will be right back after a very quick message.
Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society, Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details. Just to make sure it's out.
That was Homewrecker by Somber. Hi, everyone, and I'm about to be your worst nightmare today. This is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show where I talk about music videos until 8 o'clock because I'm really, really obsessed with them. It comes on every what's today? Wednesday at 7. This will be my last semester doing this show. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I said it a million times, and I'm going to say it again. I said that I'm going to be your worst nightmare today because I just played Somber, and I don't know. That's just my, like, me hating on, like, the music that I listen to myself. I heard that song on the radio the other day. And I was like, this is good. I like, vibe with this, you know? Like, I don't want to be a homewrecker. I just know I could be better, be better. Yeah! You know what? Yeah! You know what? Yeah! Yeah! I like that. That was fun. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. So, yeah, that's why we played that. Every week I pick a different artist to talk about, and last week was spring break, so I obviously was not here. But the week before that, I did John Mayer, and that was fun, you know? Wasn't that interesting, because they're John Mayer music videos. All he does is really just, like, sing into a camera, which, if you know me, you know, I think that's kind of annoying. But we still had stuff to talk about. Today, I will not be doing John Mayer. Obviously, I'm going to be doing somebody different. I'm going to be doing Sam Smith. And that's why I decided to play a Somber song first, because I'm like, let's get in the mood. Let's get whiny. Let's get yearny. Let's get sad. Yeah. This should be fun. Sam Smith has some really great music videos from... No, they just have some really great music videos. So we're... Yeah. I'm not going to be talking about a lot of recent music videos just because I'm not too into how their music has changed. And that's just me personally, and this is my show, so I'm going to play whatever I want. And yeah, we're just going to be kind of in a mood today. Let's see, anything new before I get started? Over the break, I watched that show on Netflix, that dating show, Age of Attraction. You know what? Actually, before I say that, I have a bone to pick with... What is it? ABC. And the fact that they're not releasing a season of The Bachelorette. I am somebody who really likes The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So I was actually furious when I found out that they weren't going to release the season. And no, this has nothing to do with that girl and, like, the whole... Actually, no, it does have to do with that. I'm not irritated that I don't get to see the season. I'm irritated that they made a season and now they're not going to release it. Because they wasted all those men's times. They wasted their time. All the man's? That doesn't sound right either. they wasted the time of man. And I really enjoy that show. It's like, they didn't release a season last season. So I have really been waiting for a new season of The Bachelorette. I like to see what, like, 28 men are going to be the contenders. I like to know who the guys are going to be. I like to see who's going home next week. Like, that really, like, that butters my biscuit. I look forward to that stuff each week, especially in, like, as the weather gets warmer into the summer. I am always like, what episode of The Bachelorette is about to come on? The Bachelorette is the only reason that I go on Twitter. It is the only reason. If you look at my Twitter, it's only tweets about The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, because I love tweeting with 40-year-old women who are sitting at home with their glasses of wine. And if you don't know, I'm obviously not a 40-year-old woman. But, like, I love just, like, conversing with people over the internet and being like, did you see what Chad said to Christina? And they're like, yes, I cannot believe he said that. And I'm like, what a jerk. That is why she really needs to be with Mitchell. Like, that really makes me happy. I love doing that. And the fact that I'm not getting a new season of The Bachelorette, ABC, count your days. I'm coming. I need that season. You know, and you know what? What really pisses me off even more is that it's probably going to get leaked in, like, 5 years' time. And it's going to be like, remember that one time when they didn't release that season of The Bachelorette? Here it is. When no one cares about it anymore. So, like, what a waste. What a huge waste. Can't they just pick a random girl off the street anymore? Like, what happened to just picking a bachelorette off the street? Hi, my name is Kelly, and I'm from Oklahoma City. And I love riding horses, and going to the bank on the weekends and I take care of my nieces and I'm really looking for the man of my dreams. Like, why can't we do that? I miss that. No, it has to be the freaking girl from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Really? You're going to pick a Mormon wife for your show about bachelorettes? Did that make any sense? I don't watch the show. If you can't tell, I'm mad. Anyways, what I was going to say, and then I promise I'll start the show. What I was going to say is that I watched that show Age of Attraction on Netflix, and that show's not going to last long. I was watching it with my mom. It was so funny. She was watching it, and she was like, we were trying to guess how old one of the guys was, and she was like, that guy's 60. And I said, no, he's not. He's definitely like mid-50s or something, maybe late 40s. She said he's 60 years old. I said, no, he is not. They revealed the guy's age. He goes, I'm 60. And the girl, she's like 24. And they're like, you know what? We're going to make it work. You are not going to make it work, girl. That could be your granddaddy. That could be your grandpappy right there. That's disgusting. That's really gross. Yeah, I don't, this show's not going to last. Interesting concept, though. Weird. Let's talk about Sam Smith music videos. Sam Smith's music videos. I'm such a huge fan of Sam Smith and the music that they used to make. I know I keep saying that I used to, and I'm going to be such a jerk today about their music, because I really did like their old music, like, more than I like their new music, and I feel like it's kind of unfair to them. But it was good. It was really, really good, and I'm going to say my hot take a little bit into this after, like, I start going over the songs and once we see and, like, feel out the vibes a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot to discuss. This is Like I Can by Sam Smith.
He could be a lawyer on a witness stand, but he'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger you gave a second glance. He could be a trophy of a one-night stand. He could have your humor, but I don't understand, 'cause he'll never love you like I can. Encounter of circumstance. Maybe he's a mantra. Keep your mind in trance. He could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, he'll never love you like I can. I love your demons like devils can. If you're self-seeking, an honest man, you stop deceiving, Lord, please.
That was Like I Can by Sam Smith, and we're talking about Sam Smith and their music videos until 8 o'clock today. I really love that music video. I really love this song. This is probably actually one of my favorite songs. This, and I'll tell you how I figured it out. Because I can't know anything for myself. every year when Spotify Wrapped comes out, this song is usually in my top 10. And that's just kind of how I knew. I have like a favorite. I have a couple of favorite songs, but like this song just always shows up. And for a while, I never like considered it my favorite song. But then I started realizing that I listen to it way too much. like an unreasonable amount. I listen to this song like a lot. So this is probably, yeah, one of my favorite songs of all time. I love this song. It's a deeply emotional song. Who wants to talk about love today? Who's been in love before? Has anyone been in love before? What did Mary J say? Call the radio if you just can't be without your baby. Did I hit that or did I hit that? whoa, there's a message here in the comments. let me get in the mood because this is a paragraph. All right, we're going to read this comment on the Sam Smith music video for Like I Can. It says, hey, you. Yes, you. You're probably scrolling through the comments, like I am, reading all these motivational comments. If you are reading this at night, you should get some sleep. And don't stress about everything going on in the world or what you're going through. Don't dwell on things from your past. Don't stress on your future. Just live your life, because you only get one. Do whatever makes you happy, not what other people want from you. For me, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, hit the gym, and cherish... I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, hit the gym, and cherish life for the amazing blessing that it is. I hope you do the same and have an amazing day as well. Stay safe. Stay relaxed. Thank you. They hit the gym really threw me off. They said, me? I'm going to get some gains tomorrow. I don't know about you. This comment just called me fat. It was really rude. Yeah, I don't know what that had to do with the music video. That had nothing to do with the song. I was literally talking about the fact, like, has anybody been in love before? Do you understand the message of the song? When I listened to the song, I kind of reinterpreted it. I didn't really realize that I was doing this, but, like, I realized that the lines say, he'll never love you like I can. And, well, since Sam Smith identifies as they, like, I just started saying they, and I didn't realize that I did that. Until I started reading the lyrics on the bottom, and I was like, oh, it's not they'll never love you like I can, but I feel like it actually makes more sense if it's they'll never love you like I can. So like, that's how I sing it. But like, let's just break down the lyrics for a second. Hold on. Cause wait, are the lyrics in the comment? Oh, they're in the description. Wonderful. Wonderful. They could be a sinner or a gentleman. They could be a preacher when your soul is, they could be a lawyer on a witness stand. They'll never love you like I can. Are you hearing me? Do you guys hear what I'm saying? Oops, sorry. Why are you looking down all the wrong roads when mine is the heart and the salt of the soul? There may be lovers who hold out their hands. They'll never love you like I can. That is poetry. That is really poetry. And I'm pretty sure this is actually like not the first time I've read these lyrics on this show before. This is the first time I've covered the music video, but it's not the first time I've read these lyrics. It is such a powerful and moving song, in my opinion. Like, I cannot begin to express it. It's, wow. Does anyone know what unrequited love is? Like, have you ever experienced human emotion? Have you ever experienced that? Gosh, it's so rough. Like, it feels like you're the only one who's ever felt it before. And this song really captures that, I feel. It feels like, no one's ever been in love before. Like, no, this is me. I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but I'm feeling something that has never been experienced ever in the history of man. So they're going to need to do studies on me, matter of fact. So let's talk about this video and what it looks like. The whole video is in black and white. And it takes place over New York City. And it's a bunch of guys. I'm going to say guys because, yeah, it's a bunch of guys in the music video. And they're all, like, looking out in the city. And it kind of looks like a bachelor party of sorts. They're all wearing suits. But there's, like, one kid. Is there one or two? It looks like there's, like, two kids in the mix. And they're guys of, like, different ages as well. But they mostly look young, with the exception of the children. I don't know what the children are there for. But they're wearing, like, suits and ties and stuff. And it looks like they're... Maybe, like, they're a bachelor party or they're getting ready for an event. Maybe going to a wedding or something. It's really, like... what is the occasion? We don't know. But they all look really dapper. They look awesome. They look amazing. I really like it. They all look super, super handsome. And I think it's super cute. Like, I haven't seen a music video like this before. The whole thing is shot in slow motion. And like I said, it's all like, it's all black and white. But like, it's just like joyful guys having fun and like preparing for something. They're getting flowers and stuff. They're like dancing in the alley at one point. There's this really cute part where they're in the alley and like they're trying to like climb the fire escape to get to someone, and they're like holding out a flower and stuff. It's kind of like singing towards someone, and like I don't know, it shows being in love with someone, I think, and like the chase and I just like it. I like it a lot. I can't describe it. I really can't describe it. And it's such a shame because I really like this music video and I wish that I could like do it justice by explaining it well, but I just can't. And it's quick too. It's a quick song as well. It's only 2.5 minutes. But honestly, in my opinion, like these are the best songs. I kind of like a short song because sometimes you just hear something and it's so like exquisite and it's done well and it's brief. The brevity is like an art form, I feel. And then when it's done, it's over and you're like, crap, what was that? And now you got to go back. You got to replay it. You got to reanalyze it. And a song that's going to go on forever, it's the beef that I have with Tame Impala. Like, you can't just keep saying things at me and expect me to understand stuff. You got to wrap it up at some point. So that's what this music video is. And like at the end, they all just like they're taking shots in a bar and it's just fun. It looks happy. It looks happy. And that's what I really like about it. For a song that's so melodramatic and so like I will never... They'll never love you like I can, like you don't get it. It's a very happy video. And what I think that contrast does is that it kind of like expresses the emotion from the inside out. Maybe like it maybe sort of like you make me feel this way, or like love makes me feel this way. It's beautiful. I would say more words, but I think I just waste our time. Not even gonna lie. Like, yeah, I could keep rambling forever about this. I really like that music video. Really quickly, I'm going to check to see if there's like one or two more interesting comments beside that one that I just read. This comment says, not ashamed that I stream this song every week. It's underrated. Even after years, I can listen to it for hours. Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too? Me too. You know the part, the back, okay, the instrumental in the back of the song that goes like, like, oh, they should have done this on Glee. It would have been, you. I can already hear it, guys. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? I can hear it. It's Mercedes and she's beckoning. Like, this would be so good on Glee. Can they run Glee back so that way they can do Like I Can by Sam Smith? And like, It's such a gospel song. It really is a gospel song. It's gorgeous. And when this person says that they listen to it every week, I listen to it every week too. I listen to it all the time. Too often than I should. It's just an unforgettable song. It's amazing in what it does. I have no further words. We're going to keep going. Pretty sure this is the same album. This is I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith.
unattainable. Even though God knows you kept mine.
That was I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith, and we're talking about Sam Smith and their music videos until 8 o'clock today. So, this song. Let's talk about how I feel about Sam Smith and how I feel about the music that we are currently getting. First of all, this album. So, what was this album called? In the Lonely Hour. I'm pretty sure that on this album was the song Money on My Mind. And I always wonder, what was up with that song? I don't know anyone who likes that song. I don't think anyone does. Who is streaming it? And why is it popular? I don't know. But, like, that song is really, really frustrating. It's like, it doesn't fit any of the other songs on the album. It's like, I got money on my mind. Like, what the fuck? How did we get here? It's not that great of a song, but that's not my opinion. My opinion is about what is the state of music right now, and I need more heartbreak. I'm gonna need more of it, effective immediately. And what I mean by that is this album. There's another album, the album that I'm about to discuss after this. The album that had Too Good at Goodbyes on it. What album was that? Shoot. Hang on. Give me 2 seconds. The Thrill of It All. When The Thrill of It All by Sam Smith came out, that went triple platinum in my bedroom. But I remember everybody talking about it. It was like, The Thrill of It All is about to come out. Has anybody listened to it? Like, this, wow, did you hear Too Good at Goodbyes? Like, it was the talk of the town. And I was in high school when that happened. So, like, for me to be so excited about that album as a high schooler, everybody is really not in their bag right now. Like, I think that we need to be releasing more ballad albums. It's the same thing that happened when Adele released her last album. I don't know what that was called either. What is, the album was called Easy on Me? No, it was called 30. Well, oh, yeah. When Adele released 30. Yeah. And, like, everybody was like, did you listen to 30? Did you listen to the songs on 30? Like, I'm getting a little bit too much pop lately. I think Somber's trying it just a little bit, which is why I played him earlier. And, like, he's trying to be a little bit moody, but it's a bit too poppy still. I need y'all to strip it down, break it down, get back to the roots, pull out the choir. Let's get gospel up in here. Like, I need those songs. I need the next sad album. You know, I'm saying it now. I'm going to put my stamp on it now, and I'm going to call it for the summer. This summer, we need a song of the summer, which is just going to be like a vibe. And I can't be by Bruno Mars, okay? I don't want that. I really don't want to hear it. No, not this summer. I don't want that. No, we need a song of the summer. And I'm going to need it to actually be by Zara Larsson. Yeah. And it's not going to be Stateside because it's a new song, obviously. We could run back Midnight Sun if you guys want. I'd be cool with that. You guys want to do that? We could do that. We could run back Midnight Sun. But yeah, I think we need a song of the summer, something that's upbeat. But then we need also a sad song of the summer. We need an album of the summer, something depressing. And you know, it was, I think the last time we actually really got like a sad album was Olivia Rodrigo. And I don't even think that it was really like, what was that album called? Was it Guts? I don't think it was Guts. It was Sour. Sour was like, when Olivia Rodrigo released Sour. Wait, why haven't I talked about Olivia Rodrigo on here? You know what? I'm doing her next week. Anyways, when Olivia Rodrigo released Sour, hearts were broken. I didn't leave my room for a while. I listened to Driver's License like every night for a month. It was like, but you know what? She had a hold on me. She had a hold on us. And I respect it. And I miss when we were together as a culture and we were sad. Because you know what? That's when people started falling in love. That's when people started realizing. That's when people started realizing the error of their ways. And they were like, you know what? I did get my driver's license last week. Red light, stop sign. I do still see your face. You know? Like, we need to all be feeling that as a collective once again. So I think that we need another sad album. We haven't had one in a while. And I don't care what anyone says. We haven't had it. It needs to be one that everybody kind of agrees on. Because you know what? I was one of those people who was telling my mom about the Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett drama. I was. Okay? It was a moment in time. And of course, I had to tell her. She had to be up on it. And she would not let me live it down. She was like, I remember when you were telling me all about Driver's License. Like, yeah, girl, I was keeping you woke. Like, I was helping you out. You needed to know this. And like in times before, Whitney was doing it. Whitney was giving us those sad love ballads. Miley Cyrus was doing it a little bit, just a little bit for a moment. She had her little sad era. Jordan Sparks was amazing at it. Who else? Christina Aguilera, not so much. Like, who actually listens to Christina Aguilera? I'm not going to say Harry Styles. This is not going to be a Harry Styles summer. No. I'm not going to allow Ariana Grande either, just because she's just a little bit too poppy. Beyonce, obviously, she's amazing at it. She will ballad the mess out of things. Kelly Clarkson, she's awesome at it. Like, you know, we just haven't had that ballad album for a long time. And someone needs to do it. Like, I need it now. I need it yesterday, actually. And if it could be by Sam Smith, that'd be really, really awesome. I love a sad song. I love a sad album. I like listening to the whole album and then like getting sadder and sadder and sadder. And I'll be like, remember when this came out? And everyone's like, yeah, I do remember that. Those were sad times. Yeah. Remember when we used to cry on the floor? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good times. That was a time to be alive. You know, you got to have lows. You got to have highs. We need the lows and the highs this summer. And I need the soundtrack of it to be by Zara Larsson and then by Sam Smith or anyone else who wants to take the cake. You know, like if Beyonce wants to come on out and do something sad, I welcome that. We all know Rihanna ain't coming back. So let's just put that on the shelf. And Whitney, you know, she's what am I saying? Let's talk about the music video for I'm Not the Only One. This is probably one of Sam Smith's most popular music videos, if not the most popular music video. I like it. I think it's easy. It's simple. It's my kind of music video. It says that it was directed by Luke Monahan. And it's opening on a house. And inside the house, these two people are madly in love. It looks like, or at least a little bit in love. It's a woman, and it's played by Diana Agron. We love her. We love her. I was just talking about Glee, and I was saying the fact that if Sam Smith and Glee were at the same time, we would be getting some renditions. I so wish I could have heard Like I Can on Glee. We didn't get it, but that's okay. Or maybe we did. Maybe they did exist. I don't know. I really don't know. Point is, Diana Agron, she's from Glee, and we love Diana Agron. The other person in the video is, who's the guy? I've seen him in something before. Hold on, let me look it up. Who's the man? You're the man. In the I'm Not the Only One video. Chris Messina. He's an actor. He was in, what was he in? What have I seen him in? Oh, he's known for The Mindy Project. Never watched that. But I think I know him from, I've seen Ruby Sparks. I've seen Maid of Honor. I've seen Julie and Julia. It seems like he does some romance movies. So, you know, good pick. Anyways, so these two people, they're in love with each other. It looks like they're married. And she kisses him and he gets ready to go. He puts on a suit. He leaves the house. The engine starts. He rolls out. She follows him outside. She gives a little wave and she's dressed really nicely. She's wearing this like white dress. Her hair is done very pretty. It's in a little bun. And he's in this super nice car. Don't know what it is. If I knew cars, I would totally tell you guys. So he drives off. And both times when they leave each other, their faces kind of drop, like, oh, now I get to turn that off. Like, now we can stop pretending. I'm alone now. And the song starts, you know. You and me, we made a vow. the song starts. The song starts, and that's when, you know, it starts going in slow motion. She's home alone, and the rest of the video, she's just crying. She is like, I cannot stand this marriage, is clearly what it looks like. She's not happy. And what's happening with him is that it follows him, and he ends up going to a bar where he meets a woman. And he's automatically, he's mad touchy-feely with this girl. Like, you're in public. But for somebody who's having an affair, you know, you think you'd be at least a little bit sneaky about it, but he's really not at all. He's in public. He's with this girl. They're taking shots together. You know, if we're going to have a Sam Smith music video, they're going to take shots. They take shots and they go to the bathroom. And you know what they do in the bathroom. They go to the bathroom together and they're going to town with each other. While Diana Agron, she is very, very sad. She's wearing a super cute dress, though, by the way. I know that thing was probably like 500 plus. Yeah, she's wearing this little like flared skirt white dress. It looks very 50s. Like there is a very classic outfit that she's wearing, and there's such contrast in like the way that they're dressed and the things that they're doing. So like he's wearing a suit and she's wearing this fancy dress and they look very uppity, but what's happening is that like she's smoking a cigarette and like she's lighting his clothes on fire and stuff in the backyard, and she's just watching stuff burn and she's crying and her mascara is running and her hair is coming out of this bun, and like he is making love to this woman in a bar bathroom. So it's like they're doing such like dirty, skeevy, messy things while they're keeping up appearances. And that is what the video is about. And then it ends with him coming home. It's late at night. She's wearing a different outfit now. He kisses her when he comes back. And she kind of just like smiles. And then her smile fades and the video ends. And that's the song. It's so perfectly written, I think, as well. I just love the lines. You say I'm crazy because you don't think I know what you've done. You don't think I know what you've done. That's like, it's so non-explicit. Like, it doesn't even say what they've done. And just by saying, I know what you've done makes it sound like it was really, really bad. And it is bad. You know, like, don't cheat. I played Homewrecker. I played Homewrecker at the beginning of this. I don't want to be a homewrecker. But like, yeah. it's very emotional. Let's read a comment. This comment says, I remember being her. I cried and cried at night, but pretended to be happy, to be this happy person during the day. No one knew that anything was wrong with our relationship until my friend started noticing. But I keep that to myself for years, believing that he would stop. That's the wrong tense, but whatever. I cried to him about it and told him that he hurt me, but he didn't stop. It didn't stop. So I stopped taking it and left. I don't ever want to go back to that situation ever again. You go, girl. Cool. What else do we have in these comments? Anything interesting? This comment says, don't cheat, y'all. Just break up with them if you don't love them anymore. True, right? Like, cheating is actually crazy to me. That's really crazy to me. Yeah, like, just the fact that you would have, like, the effort to go be with someone else while you're with someone else, you are mad ungrateful. That's really, really ungrateful, I feel. Like, just be with one person. It's just so messy. Like, that's disgusting, I feel. Yeah, just break up. If you don't want to do that, like, just don't be with, if you don't want to be with this person, don't be with this person. And everybody's like, oh, it's complicated. It's not complicated, actually. Nothing is actually that complicated. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. And that's my hot take. So what I really love about this video, though, is, like, I like the fact that it starts with a little bit of story, it starts with a little bit of context, and then it seems to get really, really gloomy, and it actually gets visually dark as well. Like, when he goes to the bar, it's like he doesn't seem to have a thought in his head. He's kind of just doing things, and I like that a lot, because it shows the perspective of where this is coming from, that this is passion driven. It's not, he's not thinking about her. He's not thinking about the love of his, not the love of his life. He's not thinking about the woman that he married. He's thinking about the thing that he's about to do. So it's very like, we see two perspectives, and they're both like quite, they've got tunnel vision. Well, except for her, you know, like, she's been cheated on, but like, I don't know. It's useful in this video to see both perspectives side by side, and like to see what they're both like, because it shows that each person has an intention. And like when Sam Smith is singing this song, it adds a lot of power and like richness to the story that's being told. Great video, great song. There is still more to discuss if I have time, because, you know, all I do is ramble. So that was what album did I just cover? Was it The Thrill of, no, that's the new one. The old album was, wait, was the new album In the Lonely Hour, or was the new album The Thrill of It All? I'm going to guess that the old album was The Thrill of It All, I believe. This is Too Good at Goodbyes. Stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never going to let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. 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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. I'm way too good at goodbye. I'm way too good at goodbye.
quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
That was Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith. And we're talking about Sam Smith and their music videos until 8 o'clock today. That was my first time watching that music video. I thought it was really nice. I thought it was very well directed. It looked very well edited as well. It's British. It's just, it looks British. You know, stuff just looks British sometimes. Like, you can just tell. Let's walk through this video. So what happens is that Sam Smith is in the studio and they're preparing to sing when someone asks, they're like, "You ready, Sam?" And they're like, like, just sing. they start singing, and then a title card comes on and it goes, Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes. Does it say who it's directed by? This freaking mouse. Hold on. Come on. It doesn't say who it's directed by. No, it doesn't. Credit your music video directors. So the music video begins, and when there's Sam Smith, and there's a scene of them singing, and they're sitting outside on a stool, and dang, can I stop hitting stuff? It's actually like irritating me. and they're sitting on a stool while someone is behind them, like, playing the piano, and then we get a bunch of cuts to people, and that's how the rest of the music video plays out. There are obviously cuts to Sam Smith singing, and these cuts to people are like them in very emotional and vulnerable positions. Like, one Sam Smith is actually in, and they're holding this person like very, very closely, almost like they're praying with them. And another one is like this two girls, they're sitting with each other and they're very, very close, and they're also holding each other. There's a boxer, and he is dripping in sweat. He looks like something just happened. Maybe it didn't go so well. There's a kid that's running away from a dog, or running with a dog. I don't know. There is, let's see, what else have we got? There's this person who's sitting next to a photo of another person. So it's like maybe they're mourning someone's death. There's children playing jump rope in the street. There's a couple that's holding each other in bed. Any other ones that I haven't mentioned? There's this one of a couple at a nightclub. And I really love that one because I think it's really powerful, because they show that one when the chorus comes in and the actual choir comes in with the chorus. That's like, and then like the strobe lights are playing and the strobe lights are going in the back. It's visually like really, really gorgeous. And I think that something that I really admire about Sam Smith music videos is that they capture emotion super, super well. Maybe it's like the slow motion that a lot of them choose to use, and how they're just super intimate and like it's always in somebody's face kind of. But I think in that way, like that's something that I kind of want to see from a ballad. Like, I want to see the way that it's affecting people. And that is something that is always really, really shown, and it's shown really well. Let's look at the comments and see if somebody can articulate what I feel a little bit better. Oh, gosh, I just hit a YouTube short by accident. YouTube shorts. Let's see. This comment says, "The worst feeling is when you make memories with a person and eventually that person becomes a memory." Hit. This comment says, "The worst feeling isn't feeling lonely. It's being around people who make you feel lonely." Are we competing for the worst feeling? This comment says, "This song is not just for a relationship, also for families and friends who we thought may never leave, but did." You know that audio that's like, I can log off if you guys want. I can end the show right here. I love this song. I love this song a lot. I told you this was a song that I was really excited to hear when the album first came out. I was on it. And I probably did watch this music video at some point. Like, I think that I didn't, but I feel like I probably did. And I just like forgot it. I might have just like my brain might have blocked it out. Emotionally and like thinking about the song and the lyrics, it is a song that's about more than just a relationship. I'm Too Good at Goodbyes is like, I found this bat in the other room. It's a toy bat. It's like a rubber bat and I've been playing with it. Can you hear it? It's so cute. I found this bat. No, that's not what I was talking about. No, but yeah, the music, like the song itself is about more than a relationship. It's about like they say, being too good at goodbyes, like feeling like you can't ever hold on to something, that something always ends, feeling that you're not. Maybe like the only thing that you do have control of is the fact that something's always going to end, and feeling that, that is a very hard thing to go through. Whether you are mourning a person, whether you're mourning a relationship, whether you're mourning, like, maybe you're just missing someone, or like, it's a very relatable feeling. And the song completely grasps that. Every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. Every time you walk out, the less I love you. We don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. It's like, I get used to this. This is what happens. This is life. And it's kind of like, it's the feeling of like not feeling anymore. It's just, everything just becomes like bland. Like, what do you think anymore? It's being too good at goodbyes. Like, things always end. That's how I felt, you know? I'm going to go on like a little tangent, go on my soapbox a little bit here. But when I, last semester, I had my last studio class, my last architecture studio class. And that's a big deal for me in architecture, because it's like the last class that I've had in undergrad with all these people that I've like studied with together. Like, it's the last class that we all are going to be in together. And we went to the bar after that and I had a great time. But then on the walk home, I was walking back and I was walking with my friend, and she hadn't been drinking, but I had. And we were walking back and I was just like, I was literally spilling all of my emotions out, but I did not forget it. And I just remember feeling like, everything always ends. Isn't that crazy? That like, in life, you have to make new experiences and then you have to say goodbye to them. Isn't that a crazy concept? Like, when you really think about it, I know you guys are listening and you're like, Asha, what are you saying? Like, shut up. but like, no, like, actually feel like, hear what I'm saying for a second. Isn't it crazy that like, you have to pursue things and then you have to say goodbye to those things at some point? Like, what am I doing this for? Is a lot of the times what it feels like. And I think that that's what the song talks about, like to being too good at goodbyes. Like, something happens, something starts, things go somewhere, and then they end. And it kind of leaves you feeling like, well, I've been through this before. I'm good at this, you know? Like, I don't even feel anything anymore. I understand the song. I get where it comes from. And we all sort of feel that way. But don't let this dissuade you. Don't let me be a damper on your Wednesday, because you should do things for the thrill of it. Is that what the album is called? The album is called The Thrill of It. Hey. And we come back home. I was wrong previously. I think I said that the last album was called The Thrill of It, and like, this one was called The Lonely Hour. No, the last album was called The Lonely Hour. This album is called The Thrill of It. Yeah, we do things for the thrill of it. We do things for, you know, just like, you got to do the things that you love to do. Don't be too afraid of the goodbyes. The goodbyes are going to come and they're going to suck, but they're going to be brief and then they'll be over. So don't stress it too much. I just like that somebody has written about it and that they've done it in a nice way. And that's exactly what Too Good at Goodbyes is. It's a really great song. I just need for my ballad people to be writing more ballads. I need not a sad girl summer, but like some sad songs. Let's have some sad songs. Let's be in love. And I think that it's a commentary on the state of the world that we're in when we get a little sad song in there every once in a while. Because you know what? Everybody was going through a heartbreak when Olivia Rodrigo released Driver's License. Don't say that you weren't. Don't say that you weren't. Even if you feel like you had nothing going on when you heard Driver's License, you put it on something. You know when you're sad? And you like hear something, you hear a song, and like it feels like that song is speaking to you. It's not speaking to you. It's just like, it's like you just grasp onto whatever. And that's what was happening with Driver's License, I feel. It was like one of those songs that spoke to a generation. It was so good. It was so powerful. It grabbed us all. And then we were just like, what's that thing in my life? Can I stamp onto this so that way I can act like I have emotions too? And I totally did that. And I feel like everybody did that. And if you didn't do it, you're lying. What does it feel like to be a liar? You're lying for what? You know that video where the guy's like, hey, can I spare a dollar? And he's like, nah, man, I don't have a dollar. And he's like, I think you're lying. You're lying. That's how I feel. I feel like you guys are lying. But no one's answered me. I'm just coming up with all of this in my head. Yeah, that's just my long-winded way of I'll step down. That's my long-winded way of saying we need more ballads. We need more sad songs. And I need more Sam Smith before the unholy era. Because what the heck are we doing anymore? What was that? I don't care about their look. I don't care about their rebrand. I don't care about their style. I don't care what they do with their life. You know, go crazy. Do whatever you want to do. Like, Sam, let your freak flag fly. But I'm going to need you to get in the studio and I'm going to need you to hit that piano, get the choir back in here, and hit record. Like, there's going to be a news event and it's going to be like Sam Smith and Rihanna missing. And we won't be able to find them for a really long time. And that's because I got them. I have them. They're trapped in my basement. And I haven't given them anything except for, like, one of those doggy bowls of water. And they're, like, chained to the wall. And I gave them a pen and a piece of paper. And every night I come down there and I go, write! Until they write something beautiful. And yeah, I'm waiting on that album. And I'll let you guys know when it happens. You know what? While they're at it, do a collab. I'm going to put them down there together. And I'm going to be like, you know, if you guys want to like work together on this, feel free. I'm not opposed to you guys being in teams. That's the end of my discussion on Sam Smith. I promise I am not a kidnapper. Thank you guys so much for listening. On the way out, this is 10,000 Emerald Pools by Borns. Be in your feelings. Get a little sad, you know? Stir something up. Have a great rest of your week. I'm diving deeper.